Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1450, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Ward hair, which was alleged to have been found by Barrett on the lathe, and the said Cora Falta states positively that the hair on said lathe was not the hair of Mary Fagan, and that the same was entirely too light in color, and was not of the same texture as that of Mary Fagan, and places in lieu thereof the following, that she was working at the National Pencil Company for 5 years past, that she was acquainted with Mr. Frank and also R.P. Barrett, and knew Mary Fagan quite well, and knew the color of her hair, that on Monday, April 28th, 1913, she was in the pencil factory, and Magnolia Kennedy called her attention that R.P. Barrett was alleged to have found some hair on a lathing machine, that, at that time, she gave it as her positive opinion that the hair found on the machine was not the hair of Mary Fagan, as it was entirely too light in color to be the hair of Mary Fagan. The said Cora Falta now states that she is most positive that the hair saw on the machine could not have possibly been Mary Fagan's hair, and that the hair on the machine was much lighter in color than the hair of Mary Fagan. 3. The defendant further amends paragraph 4 by striking therefrom the following. That she was an employee of the National Pencil Company, and was acquainted with Mary Fagan, and knew the color of her hair, that on Monday, April 28, 1913, her attention was called to some hair that was alleged to have been found on a lathe by R.P. Barrett, and that the said Alice Marjorie McCord states positively that the hair on said lathe was not the hair of Mary Fagan, and that the same was entirely too light in color, and was not of the same texture as that of Mary Fagan, and places in lieu thereof the following, that on Monday, April 28, 1913, her attention was called to some hair that was on a lathe machine on the second floor of the National Pencil Factory, that she examined said hair very closely, that she knew Mary Fagan during her time of employment at the factory, and knew the color of her hair, and she states that, in her opinion, the hair found on the lathe machine was not that of Mary Fagan, as it was much too light to be the hair of Mary Fagan.